President Bush will be traveling to Vietnam this month, but the visit comes at a somewhat awkward moment. The Hanoi government is holding three Vietnamese Americans in custody and plans to try them on charges of plotting against the communist regime. One of the three is a Florida activist whose family has some powerful supporters, including a U.S. senator. And that senator is using the case to hold up legislation meant to improve trade ties with Vietnam. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to her family, 58-year-old Cook Fauché was going to her nephew's wedding in Vietnam in September of last year when she was arrested. Her daughter, Liz McCausland, says she hasn't been able to speak to her mother since.
I've had no contact with her. The only news I get about her is either from the State Department, from their visits. My family is able to see her briefly on the 10th of every month, and I will send word through either the State Department or my family to my mother, mostly just that I miss her and I love her and I'm praying for her to come home.
Vietnamese officials accuse Fauché of plotting terrorist activities and of being a member of the Government of Free Vietnam, a California-based group that Vietnam considers a terrorist organization. McCausland says that's not the woman she knows. She describes her mother as a community activist who speaks out on democracy and has always helped others from Vietnam settle into life in America.
Growing up, we've had people in our house that she's taken in and tried to give a leg up to. And we had one lady come and live with us for a period of time, her and her six kids. So my mother has always been a friend to the community and always wanted for her family and everyone else to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans.
Fauché married an American serviceman during the Vietnam War and has been a U.S. citizen since 1972. She runs a landscaping company in Orlando and has been active in Republican politics. Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez has taken up her cause and is holding up a vote on a bill granting Vietnam permanent normal trade status. President Bush is hoping to have that vote out of the way by the time he goes to Vietnam later this month, so the Fauché case is getting a lot of attention here. A Vietnamese embassy spokesman says his country wants to see trade relations improve, and he says Vietnam is trying to resolve the Fauché case in a, quote, appropriate manner, taking into account the good relations between the U.S. and Vietnam. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice wants to see this case and others resolved quickly.
She has raised it with the Vietnamese foreign minister in the past, and I would expect that if the cases are still ongoing, then I believe she will address them on her visit to Vietnam this time.
That is when she goes with the president to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Hanoi this month. McCausland sees this as a key time to work out some sort of deal in her mom's case, and she's appealing for her mother's release on health grounds.
I mean, I'm concerned about her health. I've been getting reports that she's not doing well. My family and I hope that the Vietnamese government will allow her to come home.
If that happens, she says, she'll be sure her mother doesn't go back to Vietnam. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.